Hi. I'll be brief. Thank you very much. Not done yet. Only joking. Okay. I saw really hopeful looks out there, so now I got a little nervous. Okay. What I want to do just really quickly is to describe a program I'm from George Mason University, and I'm working with a fellow named Taras Mullins, who is the executive director of the Diversity Advisory Board at George Mason. And Taras has been involved in the inception, and he apologizes for not being here. And he actually had another really important obligation. And so this program is really Taras's brainchild, so it's really, sorry I am that he's not here. But the idea here is that the achievement gap is the university's achievement gap. It's our gap in having failed to identify, hire, put into classrooms diverse populations of faculty that in fact reflect the faces and the ideas and the backgrounds of our students. George Mason is an enormously diverse university. I don't know if any of you have ever been out there, but if you come out there, you can see it everywhere you look. It's by a lot of, I think the Princeton Review put us second, some other places put us first, as the most diverse campuses in the United States. So we have lots of faces there, but that's not reflected in the professoriate. It's in the classroom, but it's always in the seats. So this program that we have, it's a Preparing Future Faculty program, which is a program that's been in place nationwide for more than a decade. And it was to identify people that wanted to go into the professoriate, and they could come and intern in various kinds of institutions of higher education. Well, we've tweaked it a bit. Taras tweaked it a bit. So what we're doing is we're offering for students from nearby universities, minority candidates, $20,000 a year in ABD year. That is, they should have already, and I'm going to be specific about this, because if you have students that you think at your universities or in places that you know of that would be interested in applying, I hope they do it. So I'm giving you the criteria here. They have to be in ABD. They should be working at the end of their dissertation projects, but we'll hire them for $20,000 a year plus benefits. If they come from further away, we give them $30,000 a year plus benefits. That's a lot of money compared to what we pay term faculty at George Mason or part-time people at George Mason. They come and they teach one course first semester, two courses second semester, and they teach courses that they're interested in as well as kind of journeyman courses. And we give them the opportunity to be mentored. We give them the opportunity to be members of academic departments, and we're seeking to hire them. And so what we've done, we have a commitment. This is a project that's a cooperative project between the provost's office, that's Peter Stearns, who's the provost, and the Diversity Advisory Board. So we're approaching our third year of doing this. We've had two students from Howard in the first year, one of whom is now in an assistant line faculty position. We have two students from Howard that are on campus now. One of them is just on the verge of, she's not quite there where she needs to be to get her dissertation done. We're bridging her because we're looking to bring her in. We have a student from UT Texas Hispanic who's coming in, who's being hired as an assistant professor as a result of the internship. We are seeking to hire diverse faculty. One of the problems that we know is that 50% of PhD students around the country, no matter what their background, drop out before they're finished. The rate is at 66% for minority students. We know that some of the reasons that they do that is because they don't have financial background, they don't have financial aid, they can't get through the program, and they feel isolated from the programs in which they are being educated. So we're looking to bring them in as faculty at George Mason. We want to provide them with the financial, means. We want to provide them with the university experience. And we want to provide our students with faces in the front of the classroom that look like the faces they look at in the mirror or the people next to them. So if you have anybody that you might think want to come, get in touch with us. We'd be more than happy to talk to anybody. And what we're looking to do is to close our achievement gap so that we actually get something done here in terms of putting people into the kinds of positions that will play out in powerful ways in society. Thanks.